It's simple, really. Things go wrong, people upset us, accidents happen. These things make us feel like shit, and that's fine. Negative emotions are a necessary component of emotional health. To deny that negativity is to perpetuate problems rather than solve them. The trick with negative emotions is to, 1, express them in a socially acceptable and healthy manner, and 2, express them in a way that aligns with your values. A simple example. A value of mine is nonviolence, as measured by metrics such as not hitting. Therefore, when I get mad at somebody, I express that anger, but I also make a point of not punching my adversary in the face. Radical idea, I know. But the anger is not the problem. Anger is natural. Anger is a part of life. Anger is arguably quite healthy in many situations. Remember, emotions are just feedback. See, it's the punching people in the face that's the problem, not the anger. The anger is merely the messenger for my fist in your face. Don't blame the messenger. Blame my fist or your face. When we force ourselves to stay positive at all times, we deny the existence of our life's problems. And when we deny our problems, we rob ourselves of the chance to solve them and generate happiness. Problems add a sense of meaning and importance to our life. Thus, to duck our problems is to lead a meaningless, even if supposedly pleasant, existence. In the long run, completing a marathon makes us happier than eating a chocolate cake. Raising a child makes us happier than beating a video game. Starting a small business with friends while struggling to make ends meet makes us happier than buying a new computer. These activities are stressful, arduous, and often unpleasant. They also require withstanding problem after problem. Yet they are some of the most meaningful moments and joyous things we'll ever do. They involve pain, struggle, even anger and despair. Yet once they're accomplished, we look back and get all misty-eyed telling our grandkids about them. As Freud once said, "One day, in retrospect, the years of struggle will strike you as the most beautiful." This is why these values, pleasure, material success, always being right, staying positive, are poor ideals for a person's life. Some of the greatest moments of one's life are not pleasant, not successful, not known, and not positive. The point is to nail down some good values and metrics, and pleasure and success will naturally emerge as a result. These things are side effects of good values. By themselves, they are empty highs.